Welcome to Wheels World, your wheel overall, powered by 3Gen Physical Therapy and Sports Performance Institute. Every week we'll be coming to you with this podcast addressing current events, sports, and mental health. We hope that you sit down with us and listen to the show and maybe you take some useful information from it. And I hope you're having a blessed one. And away we go. All right, man, take two. Good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you at, man. I hope everything's good with you. If it's not good, tomorrow's another day. Before we get started, you know the deal. Pop in the description. Follow all of our actual, social media channels. And I hope you're enjoying the content. Today's episode, a little different. I post these from time to time. I'm not going to tell you last time I post one. It may give you something to do. Go through the episode list. And it's called Drifting. It's kind of when I have a lot of thoughts in my head or I have a theme in my head that I kind of sort of want to touch on. And so the title of this episode will be The I Love. It's not a person or anything like that. It's an actual thing. Because the reason I want to talk about it as a thing, because I really feel like a lot of kids, people, and, just people who can relate with, you know, what I'm about to say, I don't think we realize the feeling of something that you are invested in to a point where you're like, man, you know, I used to really love this thing. And for me, it's basketball when I was growing up. The sound, the peace, the passion. It was like reading a book and turning the page. You know, like that's what it felt like. It felt good. Oh, and I felt original. When I think about the sound, you know, the sneakers squeaking, the ball bouncing, people just cheering, right? Or the fact that you can hear everything that one fan is saying, but not the rest of the arena. Even your mother or your pops cheering for you. You know, or the sound that you really can't replicate, which is that quiet place of when the game is like perfect for you that day. Everything's going right. Shots going. You seeing stuff. You're really not even in your body. You're kind of outside of it. And you're just having this experience that can't really explain to people unless they've experienced it. And that sound, you know, has saved a lot of lives. And I don't mean just to get to prosperity. I mean just to, you know, continue living. Whether you're processing anger, whether you were trying to stay out of trouble, you know, there's a lot of things that the sound of basketball protected a lot of us, you know, from different situations. And that's something of it I loved. Just that, the sound. The peace. Late nights, early mornings, you, the rim, the court, the driveway, the blacktop, the backyard. A ball, maybe it's your favorite, maybe it's not. But whatever it is, it's peace. Nothing matters. The dribble you take. The shot you visualize yourself taking in front of the crowds. The things that we often don't probably ever visit when we actually play in front of people. The moments that you have within that peace. The fact that you know you control everything that happens, from the bounce to the step you take to even how the defender responds. And even if he's not there or she's not in front of you, you can visualize it. It's like the perfect like verse over the perfect song. The peace. I think sometimes, like, when you're thinking about life, a lot of us don't find the peace, really. But I can just say I found the peace within basketball when I was growing up and playing. And the fact that, you know, a lot of us never find that peace. You almost feel sorry for those people because it's really serene. I don't put all my time in the mesh anymore. I train, I play from time to time, but I'm really just teaching at this point. But last night when I played, though, I had a moment. I got hurt, actually. You know, I rolled my ankle. Something crazy. Every hooper has rolled his ankle or her ankle 1,000 times, right? But I rolled my ankle. But right before that moment, it was the peace. Like, the peace of knowing, like, you control the outcome. Then the passion bleeds in, right? The emotion. You know, you're playing and you score 6 straight buckets, so that's 12 points. And then you turn around and you're defending, and that person scores 8 straight buckets. That's 16. Then you finally stop what's occurring, and you're able to get your opportunity to show your passion again, and you score another 3 buckets. And so now you're scored equal to 1 more than him or her, and nobody's talking, nobody's really caring about what's going on. People are just really just watching. Right, they're just observing. They don't care about what's going on. They're like, hey, this needs to happen this way. They're just literally watching. And the passion comes out. You know, maybe you're not talking to the girl or the dude across from you. Maybe you're talking to yourself. You know, maybe it's just a respect there. Like, you just can feel the respect. It's like, we're not talking because it's a passion. I feel it. And I feel like in this game, in today's day, the passion is gone. There's a lot more validation that is being sought after fame, notoriety, and it's not really enjoyable. And I don't mean by watching sports. I love the NBA. I'm talking about what I'm working with, you know, the kids I work with. I feel like a lot of them are really missing the essence of the game. Some play for fun, and that's cool. I'm cool with that. So, like, the results never gonna be what they want because they lack the passion. They hadn't found the peace. The sound doesn't amaze them. It's a camaraderie, you know, hanging out with the friends, but it's not the reasonings that you want to get better, right? And that is something that I always find myself falling into when I'm playing. It's the passion, you know, that whole deal of like, I'm giving everything I have. And it doesn't matter what my body says or what the stats say. I'm winning. just because I have more will than you do. And that's why I love that game. That's why I have the reverence I do for that game. And I hate when people actually shortcut my game. Don't give enough to it. But, you know, thee I love. For everybody that's listening, man, thank you for allowing me to drift a little bit. Hopefully, if you got nothing from this, you were able to think about the thing you love, whether it's a person or whatever. I decided to use a game because I feel like, you know, I don't have to really justify me being a kid and loving it. I'm older now, so it's different, but it's the passions never escape me, though. But I don't love it as much as I used to. I have other things I love in my life that have replaced it. But thank God. And with that being said, I hope you have a blessed one. I'll catch you in the next one.